Willard Wirtz is 96 years old, and he's seen even more than most people of whom it can be said they've seen it all. Mr. Wirtz was born before World War I began. William Howard Taft was president. He went to law school during the Depression. He helped oversee the U.S. economy during World War II. He wrote speeches for Governor Adlai Stevenson of Illinois, then became his law partner, was Secretary of Labor under Presidents Kennedy and Johnson. Mr. Wirtz has just written a slender, lively memoir called In the Rearview Mirror, which is mostly a tribute not to any of the famous names he's known, but Jane Wirtz, to whom he was married for 66 years. So as another man from Illinois prepares to move his family to Washington, we asked Mr. Wirtz if he felt that leaving his thriving Chicago law practice for government was a sacrifice for his family.
No, I never thought of it as a sacrifice. The salaries were terrible.
Yeah.
That didn't matter. Most of the people in the cabinet had made some other kind of arrangement, and you could hardly live on a cabinet salary. I was lucky. Jane made all her own clothes, and they were good. They were beautiful. There was a different attitude then toward working for the government, but that same attitude is developing in the Barack Obama selection of cabinet members. I don't think those people feel they're making any sacrifice, but there was a feeling that working for the government was a pretty proud piece of business.
And how do you explain the fact that there are far fewer union members today than there were when you were Secretary of Labor?
Two or three elements in that. One is that they now have gotten a number of things they used to have to strike for, wage increases, holidays, things of that kind. Another is that the unions used to be organizing to bargain with large companies, General Motors, for example. And if they won the election, I mean 15,000 new members. Now most of the bargaining is with very small business operations. If they win the election, well, it'll be a big one if it's 1,000. It'll be more like 400 or 500. Mm-hmm. So there's that difference.
When you were Secretary of Labor, you were on a flight with other members of the cabinet to Tokyo.
Yeah.
When you got a bulletin. What happened?
Secretary Rusk, Secretary of State, was chairman of our group. He went up to the cabin, came back with a piece of telegram tape, and he called us all together and said, "We understand, but we're not sure that the president has been shot." And then he went back to the cabin and was up there about 15 or 20 minutes. The way I knew what had happened was when the wing of that plane dipped and we started back. We were over Wake Island at the time. Mm-hmm. And we knew that we were coming back. We knew what that meant. And we knew that the president was dead.
Did you get along with Lyndon Johnson?
For two or three years, I was very close to Lyndon Johnson. Worked with him on the various programs and worked with him in connection with the 1964 election. And then in about 1966 or 7, I began to have a feeling that his Vietnam War program did not make sense and should be stopped, and wrote him to that effect. That was the end of the close relationship. Mm-hmm. After that, a question about a resignation, feeling that it would have been silly for a Secretary of Labor to resign over a Vietnam War position. Mm-hmm. Because he wouldn't really know about it. The cabinet meetings never took up the war. Those cabinet meetings are part of democracy's kabuki dance. They don't really amount to anything. So I didn't really know firsthand anything more than I learned from the newspapers. So I did not resign.
Mr. Wirtz, what's it like to be 96?
I don't recommend it. Jane died 6 years ago. That takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
But I have been lucky to be healthy for 96 years. If I had it to do over, I'd arrange to quit the time most people do.
Why, do you mind me asking?
Well, you tire out. I now can't walk without help. And the muscles in your head get tired the way your other muscles do. If I work my head muscles for an hour, just keeping me up with my bank book, I have to quit and rest up for a while. And most of your friends drop off one by one. You still have good friends, and we have family. Family is a blessing that keeps on. But really, you just slow up. Mm-hmm. And I say I wouldn't recommend it.
Mr. Wirtz, thank you for spending the time with us.
Thank you for... Good questions are easy to answer.
Thank you, sir. Willard Wirtz has written a new book, a memoir, In the Rearview Mirror.